Are you all old friends? Have you been doing this theater for transformation for a long time? How did you connect up in this enterprise?
This is Amanda. I'll start with that. Theater for Transformation was born at Pendle Hill, which is a Quaker retreat and study center outside of Philly. And one of the first people that I started working with on a play called Show Me the Franklins was Mary Comfort Farrell, who's on the line. After doing some work with Mary and two other fabulous people who couldn't be with us today, we connected with Dave as our director, again, on that particular play, Show Me the Franklins. In 2009, so a little bit over a year ago, Theater for Transformation collaborated with the Chester Senior Center and launched a new play called Coming North, again with Dave as the director. And that's how we met Vanessa, because Dave and Vanessa have a long relationship. I'll let them pick it up.
I'll start with talking about how I met Amanda. I had directed in 2006, I believe it was now, a production of A Raisin in the Sun, and I had cast Vanessa in it. The boy who I had cast as the little boy Travis, his mother, about 2 years later, said, I really need to meet a friend of hers who does theater, and she thinks we need to connect, which was Amanda, and it was at Pendle Hill. So I came for coffee, and we had a very long conversation, and that night I would end up seeing a stage reading of Show Me the Franklins, which I would end up directing about a month later, and continuously on. So when we were launching into Coming North, and there was another character available, I had to connect Amanda with Vanessa.
And I was totally disappointed, this is Mary, that in the second production of Theater for Transformation, there were no white characters. And I kept insisting to Amanda that she write one in. And I think she tried for a while, but then David made her take it out because it didn't actually serve the artistic vision for the play. But I'm still a little unhappy about that.
That was my first meeting with Dave in Raisin in the Sun. And I thought Dave might tell the story of my audition piece, which he often reminds me of, which was a little piece of Poltergeist, which I used to audition for Mama, and he likes to throw that out at inappropriate times.
It was actually the first piece I had directed out of college, so I had held auditions, and you know I had a lot of people, and I was expecting a lot of things at the auditions. And this woman walks in and says, my name is Vanessa Ballard, and I will be doing a piece from Poltergeist. It's The Raisin in the Sun, so I hadn't expected that at all. And I didn't know quite what to do with it. Having only seen Poltergeist 2, and in callbacks, my producer was like, well, what about the Poltergeist lady? She is certainly not the Poltergeist lady anymore. We called her back, and she did a reading, and to hear it in Ohio, how amazing it was.